From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC News Update. I'm Philip Grant. Sarah Tapton is reporting for Columbia Green Media. Columbia Green Community College last week announced a new partnership with SUNY Delhi. Under the program, which goes into effect in the fall 2020 semester, students who earn their associate degrees or complete certificate programs in nursing, business, criminal justice, environmental sustainability, and computer science and earn a 2.0 grade point average or higher, or 2.8 for nursing students, will be accepted directly into the corresponding bachelor's programs at SUNY Delhi. College President Carly Drummer said, and I quote, "It's a wonderful union of two institutions. We are so thrilled at this new partnership. It will enable students to pursue bachelor's degrees in the designated program areas without leaving the Columbia Green campus," end quote. Drummer said the partnership marks the first time Columbia Green will have a university presence on the campus. Read the full story at HudsonValley360.com. The Environmental Advocates of New York is reporting on the effort to convince the governor's office to rescind a proposed revision to the State Department of Health's maximum contaminant levels, or MCLs, for PFOA, PFOS, and 1,4-dioxane in public drinking water. Environmental advocates and others gathered before the February 4th meeting of the Drinking Water Quality Council to urge the reversal of the proposal deferral system that, and I quote, curtails public notification requirements and could unnecessarily delay the treatment of drinking water, end quote. The MCL process now in use requires water suppliers to test for harmful chemicals and take action if the health department issues a notice of violation when the levels exceed a certain level. The actions required include public notification and the development of a timeline to return the water supply to compliance. Under the new process, a water supplier is eligible to receive a deferral to avoid formally violating an MCL for up to 3 years. And after an initial public notification, water suppliers would only have to notify the public every year rather than every 3 months. Mary Finneran, environmental activist and resident of Cairo, said, and I quote, "The town of Cairo, New York, has been impacted by PFOS in our water for several years. Without a drinking water standard in place for PFOS, people continue to drink the contaminated water. Our town cannot wait for the state to revise its regulations and create a whole new deferral program. We need the state to act now to protect the residents of Cairo, including babies and children in our elementary school," end quote. Public comment on the new deferral system closes on March 9th. And you can read the full press release at the Environmental Advocates of New York's website. Karen DeWitt is reporting for City Paper. A bill to ban the sale of dogs, cats, and rabbits at pet stores in New York is gaining support in the state legislature. Supporters are looking to put puppy mills out of business, but some independent pet store owners say they are being unfairly punished for the unethical practice of others. Supporters of the legislation deny it will hurt pet shops because animal purchases make up just 2-4% of their sales. The rest is food and paraphernalia, including toys and even outfits. The lobby group for chain pet stores, the Pet Industry Joint Advisory Council, said in a statement the bill is well-intentioned but misguided. The assembly sponsor of the bill, Linda Rosenthal, said there's no shortage of animals to adopt from shelters and pet rescue efforts instead. Senator Michael Giannaris, who is the bill's sponsor in the Senate, said it is necessary because too many pet stores rely on animals from poorly regulated out-of-state puppy mills. Read the full story in the City Paper. Marie J. French is reporting for Politico New York. Governor Andrew Cuomo is looking to expand his authority over the state's utility companies. Cuomo put language into his budget proposal that would give the Department of Public Service sweeping authority to deal with electric, gas, cable, or water companies when they step out of line. The department is the independent public service commission that the governor effectively controls. His proposals move authority away from the Public Service Commission and to the Department of Public Service staff, allowing the agency to move more quickly to investigate utilities and their actions. Under state law, The PSC is set up to act independently of the governor and handles rate setting, but Cuomo controls its agenda, and he has leveraged the power of the commission over gas and electric utilities to the benefit of consumers during the past several years. The governor has been critical of utilities over their response to weather-related outages, threatening multiple times to revoke their license to operate in the state. Utility companies have not yet weighed in on the governor's proposal. One former commission member expressed concerns about the changes and the shifting of authority away from the PSC, saying Cuomo is attempting to, and I quote, obfuscate decades and decades of checks and balances for his own political purposes, end quote. Read the full story at Politico New York. And that wraps up the WGXC News Update. For local weather reports, public meetings, and other community information, visit our website, WGXC.org. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.